It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
Carrots, Bully Ball Pod. She does a million things. Steph Sanchez is with us. I'm Al Sacco. He's Brian Reddick. The newly engaged Steph Sanchez. Steph, I'm really excited to do the show with you today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be on. I haven't done a lot of mock drafts, you know, so, you know, this should be fun, especially seven round, final one, just days before the draft.
Oh,
so
I can't
we
wait.
Should have a better idea what the 49ers might do.
Cannot wait. Before we get started, a couple of housekeeping things for me. I want to say thanks to Panini. If you follow me on Twitter, you know, I just gave away a Nick Bosa autographed card, Zenith numbered to 25. Courtesy of Panini. And here's the box if you're watching on YouTube for Zenith cards. I did another giveaway this week with a ton of Niners cards from Panini Illusions, which has Joe Montana and Brock Purdy on the box, and also Panini Limited, which has George Kittle on the box. So check those out at panini.com. Always doing giveaways courtesy of Panini, giving fans cards, autographed, numbered stuff. They're absolutely fantastic. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, see me and Brian have some pretty cool shirts on. Show them here really quick. Those are courtesy of Homage. And if you look in the description, you can see a link to get your own Niners gear there. So a lot of cool stuff happening from Panini and from Homage, and a lot of cool stuff happening, guys, with the draft coming along. We're going to get to our mock draft, but it's the Niners. There's always stuff going on with the Niners. And today, Mike Silver dropped, I guess, a little bit of a bomb. Not that there hasn't been talk about maybe an Ayuk trade happening, but when Silver says something, you know, he's a friend of the show. We just had him on last week, and he's one of those guys I pay attention to. He said, don't rule out a deal that would send Ayuk to another team. Steph, where's your head on this whole thing right now?
He did say anything is possible. And I was just on Bully Ball with Jay, and that kind of drove us nuts because it was a hedge on, you know, saying it could happen. It might not happen, right? Like, okay, tell us something we didn't know before. You know, I think the likeliness of it happening is pretty low. And the reason for that is because logically, I just look at this draft being top heavy at wide receiver. And so a lot of the teams in that first round that may need a receiver are probably going to opt towards having a receiver for 5 years on a rookie contract rather than having a guy maybe a couple years older. Sure, Brandon Ayuk has been in the league. He has the experience. You know, that's his plus side. But then you also have to pay him north of $25 million a year. Mm-hmm. So I just simply think that for teams, it wouldn't be worth it, especially for that first round, you know, pick, which is what the 49ers to this point have been, you know, looking to get, according to Mike Silver. I don't really buy executives or just outsiders thinking that the 49ers would do it for a second rounder plus a third. I just don't see that being worth the 49ers while, especially if what they're saying is true, that they want to keep Brandon Ayuk, which I think is true.
Shout out to Cody on Twitter at Illegal Gambler. He tweeted this right before we started, and I retweeted it because I loved it. And it said, will the 49ers trade Brandon Ayuk? And then he tagged Mike Silver, and it was a clip from The Departed, and it was Mark Wahlberg. Maybe no, maybe yes. Maybe fuck yourself. Just like, that's exactly what essentially what the report was, right? It was like, maybe they will, maybe they won't. Who knows? Anything can happen. To me, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You are trying to build around your 24-year-old quarterback. It doesn't make sense to trade the 26-year-old favorite target of his. A freshly 26, right? Brandon Ayuk turned 26 in March. I feel like it's very safe to say that you still got at least five solid years of maybe not elite production. Maybe you got 3 to 4 of elite production and you know, maybe 5 to 6 of solid production from Brandon Ayuk. Debo Samuel is getting older. I don't know that he's in the future plans of this team past the 2024 season. I don't think it makes sense to trade a receiver. I think it makes sense for them to add a receiver or two in this draft. And if they have their sights set on a 2024 Super Bowl run, I feel like those sights go away if you trade Brandon Ayuk. So to me, it just doesn't make any sense. I don't I like Mike Silver said, I mean, anything is possible, but outside of somebody wildly overpaying for Brandon Ayuk in the form of draft capital, I just don't see it happening at all.
You know, I used to say back when I was plugged in, I'm not plugged in anymore, but back when I used to have some sources here and there, I would get good information, I would get bad information, and I would get information that I'm pretty sure was good, but didn't happen, and then you kind of look like an idiot. So like a lot of people coming off with all this different stuff, I'm sure they're hearing it from somewhere. I mean, you get some people, and obviously I'm not putting Mike Silver in this group, but there's been a ton of rumors. Maybe some people have sources, maybe some people don't. But if Mike's coming out with this right now, there's credence to it. If he's putting this out today, he's hearing something. And that doesn't mean that anything's going to happen because it's a fluid situation. But to me, it's something to pay attention to. But I'm kind of with you, Brian. Like, you're paying him for the prime of his career, right? You're going to pay him basically if you extend him age 27 through 30 or whatever it's going to be. That's the prime of his career. And $25 million a year may sound like a lot right now. It's not. And it's not going to be. You know, Devontae Smith just signed for $25 million a year. That's pretty much the going rate. If that's what Ayuk wants, I don't think that's a crazy ask by any stretch of the imagination. I really don't, especially when Chase and Jefferson are about to get $30 million a plus year. Like, in 2 years, you're going to be like, ah, that's not a bad contract. And if you're not paying him, who the hell are you paying?
Yeah.
What after 2024, who are you building the team around? Purdy and then who? They better nail these next two drafts if they're going to trade Brandon Ayuk. So that's kind of where I am with it. Like, I think they should resign him. I don't, if he wants 30, 35 million, okay, maybe we need to have a conversation. But if he wants 25 and 60 million guaranteed, it's fine. It's like 2-3 years essentially of what's going to be guaranteed money. Like, just go for it. So that's kind of where I am with that. I still think they need wide receivers anyway, because like you said, we don't know about Jennings' future. We don't know about Debo's. But yeah, man, I think they should resign him. I'll be a little bit pissed if they trade him. And you're also worse in 2024. Unless you're getting a mid-round pick, and Mike told us last week that's probably not on the table. At least like not, or not right now. You know,
you mean a mid-first-round pick?
A mid-first-round pick. Sorry, whatever I said. Yeah, that's probably not on the table. So you're not going to get Brian Thomas or whatever his name is. This is his name, right? The receiver.
Yeah, Brian Thomas. Yeah.
So that's probably not going to happen. So you're going to make your team worse in 2024, and this is probably the last year with a lot of these guys, with you know Kittle and Debo and Hargrave and Williams and all these guys together, at least at this level, this really could be the last year. So why weaken your team right now? It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Not only that, but you know, John Lynch in his press conference yesterday said that they have first round grades on 22 players, which means that if you trade Brandon Ayuk for anything less than pick number 22, you're not trading Brandon Ayuk for a first round pick in your eyes. And so that, to me also doesn't make sense. And I thought what was interesting is if that is, if you know, and I wanted to bring this up with you guys before we did our mock, if the 49ers have 22 first round grades, do you feel like that makes it more likely that they are looking to trade up in the first round? Or do you think that means that they are likely looking to trade back out of the first round and get more mid round picks?
I mean, just to add a little bit of color to, you know, John Lynch saying we got 22 first round grades. I mean, it's not guaranteed that 22 of those guys go in the first 22 picks, sure. Right? So sure. Any one of those guys could potentially fall, you know, maybe just a couple of picks right before the 49ers, and they might feel enticed to say, ooh, we should move up for him because we really like him. We have a first round grade for him. And we'd be guaranteed to get him. Now, given that, though, there is a chance, of course, that them at 31 doesn't give them a great chance to draft one of those 22 guys, even if any of them do slide a little bit. And so I think there is that possibility of the 49ers wanting to trade up. And I still think there's a possibility of them trading out of the first round. And I know that's not very popular. I, for one, would hate if I waited this long for this team to have a first round pick again, just for them to, you know, trade it away. But, you know, I think that's the reality of it. I think, you know, John Lynch even acknowledged there are teams who are interested in moving up to 31 just because some of the teams that have a pick in the early going of the second round, maybe want to jump some of those other teams in earlier than them in those second rounds. So, I mean, I think anything is really possible in this scenario. So I don't know if it really changed anything for me to learn that. which, you know, probably is the reason why John Lynch felt okay to share that information, because I don't think it really gives too much of their draft strategy at all. I think anything is still on the table. I still think with the way that they've gone about free agency, they're probably still in a good position to go best player available. And that's exactly what I would want them to do, especially in the first round.
Yeah, I think when you really look at it, they have so many not needs this year, but after this year, that they can go in a ton of different ways in the first round. They can, I agree with you. I hope they don't trade back. I mean, not unless they get a really good deal and there's maybe guys they really like in the second or third round, but I'd like them to try to get an impact player. I wouldn't mind seeing them trading up, because they do need to inject this team with a young impact player, because they haven't really done that the last three drafts. You have Purdy, Lenore, and then, you know, that's really it, depending on what you think of Hufanga. So they need to, I think, get some young high-end talent to start taking over for some of these other guys that aren't going to be there in 2 years.
So then the question becomes, if they do trade up, what position do you think they would be targeting? Because it's interesting to me, they've traded up twice in the first round under Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. I guess technically three times. They traded back into the first round in their first draft to get Reuben Foster. That did not go the way that everybody thought it would. And then obviously the trade up for Trey Lance. And then the third one, and it's interesting because they traded up from 31 to 25 to draft the guy we just talked about, Brandon Ayuk. Mm-hmm. And to me, if this team trades up, I think it's for one of two positions. It's because an offensive tackle fell, and I don't find that likely. Or they trade up for the same reason that they traded up, and that's to get a wide receiver, this time to pair with Brandon Ayuk. And I think that, you know, you look at the board, and 25 this year is the Green Bay Packers. Not sure, you know, if you're trading with that team. But the team that really intrigues me is at 26 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That team has so many needs that I think they'd be more than willing to trade back five spots, right, and pick up. I don't know what it would take. I don't know if it would take 124, the fourth round pick they got for Trey Lance. I'm not sure. But I think, again, I think if they trade up, I think they have targets in mind. I don't know who that would be. But like I said, I do think it would be a wide receiver. And if it's a wide receiver, then in my mind, it's a Brian Thomas Jr. if he falls. Again, I don't know if he would fall that far. But then the other ones that everyone is really talking about in that range is A.D. Mitchell. Some people talk about Xavier Worthy. I don't know that he's a first round pick. But yeah, I think it's interesting. Like I said, the last time they did it, it was for a wide receiver. We know Kyle Shanahan loves himself some wide receivers, and because that's the position he used to play. So it's interesting. I don't know.